I found myself a few days ago in a situation in which I felt incredibly embarrassed. It wasn't anything major or life-changing. It was just a simple matter of being incredibly forgetful and not only doing it once, but actually doing it three different times. I have no earthly idea why it is that I forgot something that is normally very, very simple and very, very routine. Sure, as I am getting somewhat older, my memory is not what it once was, but this was really beyond anything that I have ever experienced. Without going into any more of the details, because really the story and the details in the story don't really matter that much, but to me, what I find that does really matter is to be able to have had any awareness at all of what was happening in my mind when I found myself forgetting something that had been told to me just seconds earlier, only to find myself doing it again and then again. I can say this, that from the standpoint of my mind and what was going on, there was a lot happening all at one time, and it seems like so much of life, at least for me, feels like that. But essentially, what I recognized was that, and this is to me something that is really such a beautiful fruit of the practice, as I refer to this, an interesting benefit of engaging in mindfulness practice is that right in the middle of life, in this whirlwind that was going on, in what one of my dear teachers many, many years ago referred to as, we experience what he referred to as storms of mind. We have these times when we are literally completely beside ourselves with some sort of emotional reaction. And in this case, it was embarrassment. It was feeling absolutely, positively foolish. And so that's going on. So those thoughts are happening. And then also I've got the thoughts running concurrently with all of the thoughts about feeling embarrassed and silly and foolish, that there was also these thoughts that were coming up about what is wrong with me. Why am I forgetting something that someone just told me seconds ago, only to forget it again two more times? So there was all of that concern about, am I having some sort of cognitive issue? Is something wrong with me? And so I'm worrying about that. And then at the same time, and I don't want to overwhelm anyone with this, but I wanted to share this to make a point that, in addition to all of those thoughts, if that wasn't enough, then there was also the self-conscious thoughts that I had about wondering, does this person who I'm sitting across the table from, who is telling me something and I'm forgetting it seconds later, what do they think about me? Do they think that I am incompetent? Do they think there is something wrong with me? And the thing is, I have no way to know what that person was really, really thinking. Not that I am assuming that they were thinking anything unkind about me, but really I have no way to know. And all I can do, if I have control of anything, and I've recognized in life that the more I try to have control over, there is a commensurate level of suffering that takes place, especially when I start, trying somehow to make efforts to control what I clearly can't. And that is another side of this that I can say that I never will know exactly why this happened. I have no ability to yield anything after trying to analyze this after it happened. But getting back to all of these thoughts, all of this stuff was happening and it was unbelievably overwhelming. And I was also having thoughts about just wanting to crawl in a hole and disappear. I wanted to get up and run out of the room. And I can say that with a smile on my face now, because that's just what I have found it's like to be human. They're just, and I'm not saying this is okay or should be okay with anyone else, but I've just gotten to a place as a result of engaging in this practice that I can clearly be, I'm not completely comfortable, but I may be a little more comfortable about feeling foolish or comfortable with that, feeling a sense of embarrassment, feeling silly, feeling somehow like I'm inadequate or there's something wrong. And I may have used the word feeling, but whenever I say that accidentally, what I'm really saying is I'm thinking thoughts about being embarrassed. I'm thinking thoughts that there's something wrong with me. I'm thinking thoughts about being embarrassed. But what I have found is that it is only when I can do the one thing, and that is really the point I want to make here, the only thing that I could do in this situation, I could not force myself to remember what it was I kept forgetting. That was very, very simple. But what I could do and did do to a certain degree, and I'm very grateful for that, and if I was able to do it at all, it is because I have practiced being aware of the thoughts that I'm having and not trying to resist them, not trying to divert my attention from them. But if those thoughts are generating some sort of physical feeling where I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, or it just feels like it's all too much, that I can just continue to keep doing in spite of feeling like I'm just folding in on myself emotionally, feeling like I'm just collapsing in under the weight of my own, under the gravity of trying to control the situation. But I can just simply be in that moment. And there was a sense of thinking that I wanted to just run out of the room. Wondering if this was just like, you know, some sort of comedy that was just never going to get any better. And then, so those thoughts are going on as well. That's the last part of this, you know, what happens next? And then after that, and then after that. So it's no wonder that as a human being, obviously a very everyday, normal, average human being, that there was this concern about how much of this can I take before I just completely, quote unquote, lose it. To where I just completely lock up and I'm not able to function or respond at all. But that's not ultimately that's not what happened. And it's no reflection on me, but it is a reflection on this practice. I can truly sit here and say after the fact that the only way that I could get through this situation and trust in my ability to do so is to be able to be aware of all of these thoughts and still be able to be present with the person that I'm sitting across the table from, feeling foolish, feeling silly, feeling completely inadequate, but simply being able to be there and sitting in all those feelings and thoughts that I was having. To be able to continue to ultimately move forward and do what it was that I needed to do, which was very simple and should not have been this difficult. But then again, that's a thought as well. And that's really where I found myself. It was just a situation of being able to just be at peace with, as at peace as I could have been with something that I really, really had no idea why this was happening and why this was going on. And not only did I have this going on then, but then when I found myself in a similar situation a day or two later, there had been thoughts percolating about, well, what if I can't ever remember this? What if I'm sitting down with someone else and having a conversation and there's something very simple that I've been able to do as a normal human being for years, that what if I suddenly can't remember what it is that I need to remember? And so I went into situations like this days later with some thoughts of trepidation about how can I avoid being in this situation? How can I, and those are all thoughts as well, how can I arrange and control the variables and control the environment so that if I find myself in this situation again, I don't ever have to feel embarrassed. I don't ever have to think thoughts of being embarrassed and think thoughts of being inadequate to the situation. But that those are just thoughts as well. And the more that I engage in those thoughts, the more time and energy I give to those thoughts, I'm now basically adding more layers onto this. And the suffering that I'm causing for myself, which is clearly, it's very needless, it's useless. There's really nothing in this for me at all, other than trying to protect my own ego, if that's really what this is. And I don't know, but I assume that that is the case. But I'm not getting caught up in thoughts about that or any beliefs about it. I just know that I can't go into new situations and be in front of other people and continue to move forward in life or go in whatever direction it is I'm supposed to be going if I'm going to carry the weight of all of these thoughts about trying to avoid being in this situation again. And the more that I keep revisiting this embarrassment and this feeling foolish and feeling silly and feeling inadequate and thinking those thoughts, that I really can't open myself up to the present moment, I will start defending myself, even if it's in a very subtle way. And it's all of this comes from, and any of these compensations that I engage in to try to protect myself, all come from these thoughts of thinking that I should be embarrassed, that there was something wrong with me, that I need to protect myself against ever feeling that again, and not wanting to be open and vulnerable with people. But if I continue to turn those into some sort of beliefs, those thoughts become beliefs, then I'm going to find myself not really being able to be in the present moment with people, not being able to really be okay with being whoever I am, however I am, however that presents itself. I won't be able to be spontaneous or genuine, as genuine as I can be as a flawed human being. I won't ever be able to do that as long as I am taking these thoughts seriously. And if I'm afraid, if I think thoughts about being afraid to put myself in that situation, then I know what this is going to lead to. And in the end, what I can also say is that at some point, I can't afford emotionally to allow myself to get completely carried away with this and to carry this heavy baggage of all of these memories about what it felt like to feel inadequate and think thoughts about being inadequate. At some point, I just can't afford it anymore. The toll that it's taking on my nervous system and on my emotional health and on my physical well-being, it's just not worth it. So for me, the choice became really it was either to continue to live my life not protecting myself completely and to choose to be in each and every moment as much as I can. Clearly, I'm not able to do that all the time because I am human. But the only way that I've ever been able to cope with all this and continue to engage in life, to continue to take risks, to continue to put myself in situations where I may again at some point ultimately forget something that should be pretty, you know, easy or very easy for me to remember, is that I can trust in this one thing, that I can do what I've practiced doing for the past 30 years. It doesn't take 30 years for someone to get to a point where mindfulness practice can benefit them. It doesn't even matter how long. It's just that choice has been made over and over and over again to come back to my own center, to be able to be present in the moment as much as I possibly can and just simply sit with. And I realize I can't always sit cross-legged in a quiet room. Sometimes I'm going to be sitting with things in the middle of it and in front of a lot of people, living life, needing to take care of my responsibilities. But I know that I've got a greater likelihood of being able to cope when things get difficult, when things get challenging, when things get unpredictable. I know that I can just keep returning to this practice, whether I am by myself, getting lost and carried away with all of my thoughts and living in my memory. As I think that's maybe one way of characterizing it, I can start living through the filter of just remembering how that felt and what I was thinking, over and over and over again, or I can just simply trust in my ability to be aware of these things. And that is ultimately, to me, one of the most important benefits of this practice.